Jean-Paul got to know Bayreuth in his youth. He first came to the capital of the Margraviate of Brandenburg-Bayreuth as a 17-year-old to take an exam before the consistory board. A good many years had already passed since the glorious era of Margravine Wilhelmina and her husband Margrave Friedrich. By the 1790s, when Jean-Paul began making occasional visits to Bayreuth, the city on the Red Main River was no longer the seat of a ruling house. Nevertheless, it was the place where he went to meet good friends. Jean-Paul expressed his enthusiasm for the beautiful city in words that have since been much quoted.
Dear Bayreuth, proffered on such a beautifully crafted, greenly painted salver of land, one should burrow into you so as never to get out again.
You can read the sentence in its original context here in our collection, in a letter to Renate Wirth. After moving to Bayreuth in 1804, his praise of the town sounded very different.
The area, and the beer, and the low prices are attractive, just as the narrow-minded people are repulsive.
Let's not forget that some places in Bayreuth have been immortalised in Jean-Paul's works. The Hermitage and the park of the Fantasie Palace provide the settings for important scenes of his novel Siebenkies. The author regularly went to Schlossberglein in the heart of the town to attend a middle-class social club called Harmonie. Its members met for games, dancing, readings and drinks. He also often frequented Rollwenzel's Traiteurhaus, which is now known as the Rollwenzelei. To know more about that, you should visit the former inn, where Jean-Paul had a room and did a lot of writing and drinking.